This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com, where you can get access to our bonus content like videos with Mauro Gatti, the founder of Happy Broadcast, and our exclusive bonus segment, Awesome Animal of the Week. Basic income for Irish artists and art workers to be piloted in 2022. An initial budget of €25 million has been set for a basic income guarantee scheme for artists and art workers, which is to be piloted next year in Ireland. After being one of the hardest sectors hit by COVID-19 restrictions, the proposed scheme was welcomed by the National Campaign for the Arts. Keane O'Brien, a campaign member, spoke about how he was keen to learn how many people would be included in this trial. He said that the proposed scheme was something we have long fought for. The plan will run for 3 years initially, and the National Campaign for the Arts said the devil will be in the detail, which is to be announced on Wednesday. The Arts Council, which is the government agency committed to developing the arts, had an increased budget to €130 million in 2021. This figure will remain the same for next year. The Council's director, Maureen Kennelly, said on Twitter, "We aspire to a country where everyone has the opportunity to create, engage with, participate in and enjoy the arts, regardless of who they are or where they live and work. Today's historic budget announcement moves us ever closer to that vision." Colombian anti-machismo hotline encourages angry and jealous men to call in. A hotline has been set up in Bogota, Colombia, and it urges men to call in if they need help controlling feelings of anger and jealousy. On average, 12 men a day call this CAM line if they become afraid that their rage will quickly develop into a physical altercation. These men can come from all backgrounds. This CAM line was set up in order to try and deter violence against women by confronting what some consider to be the root of this type of behaviour, machismo, which is defined as strong or aggressive masculine pride. Nicholas Montero, the head of Bogota's culture office, set up this anti-machismo line in early September under the direction of Mayor Claudia Lopez and seems very optimistic about the programme. The CAM line will cost Bogota approximately $300,000 a year. A team of psychologists manage the phone calls when men call in to talk. CAM line psychologist Juan Francisco Valencia gave a live demonstration on the phone with a caller who needed perspective. He said, "The first thing I have to tell you is that you can't control this. In the end, this was her decision. What you can do, in this case, is think about how you're going to handle it." Feces from mussels could be the answer to removing microplastics from the oceans. Mollusks are able to consume plastic particles and excrete them into pellets, which float to the water's surface, making them a lot easier to collect and remove from the sea, according to an experiment conducted by UK's Plymouth Marine Laboratory. It was found that a cluster of 300 mussels could filter 250,000 pieces of microplastics an hour. Professor Penny Lindeck, head of marine ecology and biodiversity at PML, said, "This has been a really exciting experiment because we always hoped that mussels would have the capacity to filter out microplastics, but they do it really well and they do it without harming themselves. This is an interesting start to the problem of tackling the 14 million tons of material that currently sit on the ocean floor." The team have now set up a test bioreef in the Plymouth Marina as part of a series of trials. The plastic materials cause no harm to the mussels, and they also are not the same mussels which are eaten by humans. The mussels that are farmed for food are placed in water with low pollution and flushed with clean water in order to remove any toxins. The mussels placed in the bioreefs for removal of microplastics will never be used for human consumption. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Navjot Sahani, an engineering graduate who founded the Washing Machine Project in 2018. The project produces hand-cranked washing machines. Sahani was motivated to start this venture while volunteering in India after seeing a woman in the village he was living in struggling to wash clothes by hand. Today, the washing project works with humanitarian charity Care International and aims to deliver 7,500 of Sahani's hand-cranked machines to communities in Kenya, Lebanon and India. Business West, a Bristol-based company, has aided Sahani's efforts by shipping hand-cranked washing machines to refugee camps in Iraq. The hand-cranked machines the company has created have a drum capacity of 5 kg and use 10 litres of water per cycle, as opposed to the 30 litres used by the average electric washing machine. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the happy broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, here's a taster of Agony Rants, the newest show on our network. Eurovision winner Niamh Kavanagh and comedian Garrod Farrelly have been friends for a very long time, and in this show, they are widening their circle of friends to include you. If you need unwavering, unconditional support, someone to champion you, or just to get something off your chest, they are ready to listen, offer advice, and if necessary, start a brutal campaign of revenge on your behalf.
Agony Rants. Coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Why can't I not say podcast?
Hello, I'm Garrod Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
And that is what we are offering you on our new podcast, Agony Rants. If you need a support group and want to tell us a secret.
Or if you need someone to champion you or just cheer you up.
Or maybe even some advice.
On how to burn down a house or blow up your life or get revenge. So send your secrets, stories and problems to agonyrants@gmail.com.
Agony Rants, coming soon to the Head Stuff Podcast Network. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds a little suggestive, I'm not going to lie. Like,
yeah, it was a little bit. It's Barry Cadbury's Caramel Bunny.
Do you spend a lot of time looking at your phone during dinner time? We spend quite a lot of our day glued to our phones, whether it's for work or for luxury, yet over and over, scientific research and expert studies have shown that dinner time spent with friends or family is so important to overall happiness and health. While you might need food to keep yourself going, you also need others around you to function too. Nothing can replace human interaction, especially not a glowing screen. You don't have to bin your phone or anything so drastic, but every once in a while, it can be good to take a break from it. And eating times are a good chance to do this, especially because they are the times that we can have an opportunity to just talk to others. It's an opportunity to feel present in your day for even just a brief moment. It's an opportunity for your busy schedule to take a back seat while you sit back, talk with others around you, and truly engage. It's a small thing, but it can really break up the chaos we sometimes wrap ourselves in and give us the chance to decompress alongside the people we enjoy the company of. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold 2, 3, 4. And out 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.